From the Simply Sense Candle Company studios at simplysensebyshan.com, here's what's coming up right now on the We Game podcast.
Take a listen as I sit down and talk to Houston's own Lisa E. Harris.
We need it to give. We need it to give. We need to be able to receive it. We need to be able to recognize and receive the gifts.
Grow, align,
manifest, and evolve.
Are you ready to game? This is the We Game Podcast.
We here, you know, sitting here in this, in the cut.
In the cut.
South Park, there, what? Yeah. Y'all saying? Lisa E. Harris, none other than, you know what I'm saying, the great soprano of Houston. You know, that's what I'm going to call it.
I'll receive it.
Because you have to learn to receive everything that's for you. And it always come in different forms of energy.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's what we're talking about. But just to catch y'all up, we were sitting here talking. I asked Lisa to do this podcast. We was listening to another podcast. And before you know it, us two Pisces had started podcasting. So we turned it on. Here we are. Let's go. If you don't know who Lisa E. Harris is, I'm going to give her... You know what? I can introduce her as my friend.
Yes.
But she's done so many great things. I'm going to let you run down some of that list. I know recently you worked with Robert Glasper, mm-hmm. H-Town.
Again, H-Town. You know, I know you're out here.
I know that you've sung with the New York Grand...
With the Houston Grand Opera.
Houston Grand Opera. Yep. Okay.
At Lincoln Center in New York. Kennedy Center. I'm an opera singer and a jazz singer professionally. Those two things. But you know me, Audia. I don't really like genres, but those are some professional genres I've worked in.
You know the genre thing. I was just telling Miss Carol yesterday that before we learned how to read and write, there were no words for what we were.
Exactly.
We just were.
Exactly.
And so there is really no genre. That's just a way to separate and classify people to make people feel a way or like they have to make a choice. But the real deal is that what I love about your music is you don't make a choice.
I appreciate
it.
I can't. I tried to for years to make a choice. And you know what that ended up doing? Making more work for me to do.
Right.
It made more work and it also made more like hindrances. So because then...
It put you in a box.
Put me in a box and then I'd be like, I write all these songs. You know, I was writing songs just for fun. And then I was like, okay, how do I... Then people would tell me that we're working in Atlanta, like, oh, you have to categorize your songs. And I was like, why? Why can't people just listen to
the music and like what they
like?
What they like. Yeah.
You know?
And you know what? I think part of it comes from just the way that we've been conditioned. I remember listening to, you know, I love Beyonce. And,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same class, right?
Yeah. I graduated a year before her, but we the same age.
Okay.
And we went to the same age. We all the same age.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't want them with the 81.
They don't want that. Listen.
The 81?
Came in here.
We in the same.
Okay. They,
people don't know how much 81 circulating around. Turns up
yep.
in this motherfucker.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but listen. So I listened to Beyonce have, and she was talking about people dropping singles just for attention and not putting together a body of work. And I wish in that interview she had a mention, a body of work, if you are eclectic, you know, a body of work can look as colorful as you are.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what is missing in the industry, all the separation. And so it becomes commercial because...
Absolutely. And I totally agree with you, like, 1,000%, because it's like... Yeah, I think it would have definitely been influential if she would have expounded on that point that you just made, because it's like... That exact point kept me from putting out my demo album years ago, which was a complete body of work. It took me becoming a visual artist and working in visual arts and seeing how artists and non-musical artists are looking at their work over time.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm like, oh, well, these are my selected works from the year 2001 to the year 2005. Oh, these are my selected works from this period of time. And being there's a more of a breadth of like expression. You don't have to say, you know, oh, this is, you know, no shade or anything, because I did listen to this young lady's album and I liked it, Summer Walker. It has a theme.
It does.
You know?
Well, it's not to say that you can't have a theme. It's just to say that, like the words you mentioned earlier, there should be a range of acceptance of art.
Absolutely.
Like,
and expression. Because it's like, I actually, one of the things I loved about Summer Walker's album was that it did have a theme. I love themes. I also love, like, you know, finding the common thread or the theme. Like, give me something to look at, and then I'll be like, oh, I know more about this artist because look at what they chose to show me as a collection.
Yeah, you know, you know what? I think for Summer Walker, I remember being that age. It's so authentic because the theme is actually life, and when you're vulnerable enough to share your pain through your music, mm-hmm. then you're going to have a theme, especially if you haven't broken the habits that's causing you those pains.
Exactly.
And so you'll end up with a theme just because
of the way you live.
And also, also, it's one thing, and this is no slight to Summer Walker or any of the artists that's mm-hmm. in commercial, because I love a lot of them because they just have gifts, and gifts can't be compared. But what I will say is that what inspires you also will determine where your theme is sometime.
Yeah.
So, and I said that because when I rap, I sound like people I listen to, and it's, I love, and I hear myself sounding like mm-hmm. them, and not thinking about them when I'm rapping, but, right. but when I hear them, I'm like, ooh, that sound like, dang, my voice, I'm not even gonna say their name because I don't have time for I don't have time for nobody else telling me what I hear when I
exactly.
when I hear, but I'm influenced by DJ Screw and mm-hmm. the whole Screwed mm-hmm. Up Click. I'm influenced by Atlanta trap music, and so I listen to that a lot. So when I start writing music, and as a singer, I listen to a lot of gospel. So mm-hmm. on the flip side of me rapping as hard as I rap, then I turn around and sing a hymn.
Exactly.
Because that's who I am. But it's like, how do I fuse that to become
right.
one artist in one genre? Well, I don't want to be in one genre.
You don't want to be in one genre. And the thing about it is like, do you even have to fuse that? I think about that all the time, and talk to young artists about that too. Like, do you even, you actually are the embodiment of that. You are, the fusion is happening within you. The creator is, you don't have to fuse it more than the fact that it's all in one pot. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. You know what? It's, it is. It's like a gumbo.
Pot. It's a gumbo. You the gumbo.
Okay. And you know what? That's how I approach life as a gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take away, gumbo, soups,
yep.
stews,
yep.
one potters.
One potters are my favorite thing to make.
My favorite thing to make, because you just throw everything in the pot.
And it makes a completely new thing.
And depending on your energy.
Yes.
It's going to have a
complete. Absolutely.
Some people spicy, some people might be perceived salty, some bland. But at the end of the day, it's something for everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. You can pick out what you want. And you know what I like about soups and one potters too? This is the Pisces in me too, but I always say I like to make water-based meals.
Okay. Because
they're water-based. There's something about the being able to stir it and really like blend it together.
Right. Yeah, no, I love soups.
Yeah.
And like,
Put that pot together.
Put that one pot. You don't have as many dishes to clean.
Exactly. It's so good.
You can eat out of a bowl with a spoon.
I mean, that's the diasporic way, though. You know.
With your hands. You know.
With your hands.
You know, scoop that bread up.
I was thinking today, too. I'm going to go to, maybe tomorrow, I'm going to go over to Bissonette and get me some goat meat stew. Goat meat pepper soup from Africoco.
Africoco. I haven't been there yet.
They goat meat pepper soup is everything. And you know, the thing is like, everything they make is a soup. That's
okay.
their dish. They're like, what kind of soup you want? That's what they eating every day. They eat a soup, they eat their fufu or their grain on the side.
Yes.
You know? They're like, what kind of grain you want? Or they jollof rice. And they're like, but they, the main dish is a soup, and they got like seven different kinds. You know?
Yeah, that's all you, and that's back to what we was talking about, the monster, the machine capitalizing mm-hmm. on everything, and how today it is hard to have a passion, but it's hard to facilitate what has become dreams.
Yeah.
They dreams because it's hard to facilitate them because there's so much work involved, because there's so many people that don't want to do what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
but they're doing it because they think it's a book behind it.
Right.
And, you know, when for a long time as an artist, I've ran away from
mm-hmm.
art. I mean, only expressed through hair
mm-hmm.
and let other people wear my art and
mm-hmm.
get, and you know, I did.
I understand.
I do great in hair,
mm-hmm.
but I have been a chef. Mm-hmm. I am a singer, mm-hmm, and a writer, songwriter, mm-hmm, short stories, poems. I mean, you name it, I write it. Mm-hmm. It's not even the fear of being judged. I share it with who I want to share it with, right, for free. And right, so many people are like, why don't you do it this way? Why don't you do it that way? Well, then once you do it that way or this way, you have to be careful about what you sign up for, because
absolutely,
then you have to live up to. Well, you don't have to, but people expect you to.
Exactly.
Live up to. And I'm grateful that right now is where I'm stepping into, oh, I want to do a podcast, because it happened organically.
Yeah.
It was like aha moments for me. Like, the way I jumped into podcasts was not me thinking about, you know, money or thinking about like anything like that. However, I do want to be a full-time podcaster, and I want to facilitate my lifestyle,
yeah,
and my life and pay my bills from this.
Absolutely.
But I don't have to be filthy rich. I want to be able to help some people, and helping, yeah, is me testifying with all I've been through, mm-hmm, sharing my story, being vulnerable enough to share my space, mm-hmm, and everything else is going to just...
And your voice and your talent. And you say everything, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you say everything else is going to, and like, you know, y'all listening can't see, but audio is like moving his hands like in a cyclical way, like, you know, coming towards him. And the thing is like, when I truly believe that when we are blessed enough to get to these aha moments that you're talking about, and we start like, you know, doing, like, you're like, it came organically. Look, when you say organically, I know that feeling, because that happens to me with different things when I'm being truly obedient to the spirit. You, mm-hmm, know what I mean? And when that happens, whether the works, quote unquote, work is hard, or I'm like, this is going to be a doozy for me to do, I'm going to have to find energy to do it. But I know, you know, that moment in within yourself, like, no, this is what I have to do. I've been called to do this. You know, mm-hmm, let me do this. Mm-hmm. Like when you were like, let's get this podcast going right now. You know, you knew it was just like.
Well, yeah, because I'm enjoying it. And whenever you, yes, enjoying it and you have the energy of you enjoying the experience, the result does not matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because I had fun doing it. And exactly, that's what is so dope about where I'm at right now in life. Like, for a long time, I was doing hair or cooking, mm-hmm, for money, because I was monetizing, right, my talents. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, God. And I remember I was baking cakes, pound cakes, and peach cobblers, and I was selling, mm-hmm, them. And the first year, I had like 40 orders. I was like, I counted the money. The money was good. But as I started baking, I was like, whoa.
Tired.
Wait a minute. Just for the first cake and the last cake to have the same consistency, you have to be laser focused.
Yes.
You have to be on time, and then you have to be accountable for when you're not.
Exactly.
And so you have to count your losses and everything.
Everything costs. Absolutely.
That thing about it being organic, and like you said, being obedient to the spirit, the, mm-hmm, spirit will assist you.
It will.
And you will enjoy the journey. And you would look up and it's 40 cakes baked. You're like, I done baked 40 cakes.
Right.
But I didn't even realize I baked them.
It's only 1 p.m.
I can sell them. Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Because I enjoy the experience. But when you take all the orders and you like, oh, I got all these orders, mm-hmm, all these appointments, all of this to live up to, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know, with no certainty of tomorrow. Right. Let's be honest with that.
Absolutely.
With no certainty of tomorrow.
But you like, am I going to do it?
Yeah. And so you end up crowding your mind, your energy, your space, and you have to sit down and just kind of take a step back. Mm-hmm. And that's how come, I just learned that preserving my space, my energy, is, and everyone can't have access, because some stuff is just, you spend way more energy on that than doing what you have a passion for, what you're supposed to be here
Absolutely.
Doing. And that's a new one for me.
Absolutely.
I'm new in that. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I've been in that for a minute. I'm glad to hear you say it that way. But I've been, I'd say a couple of years I've been in that vibration. Because it's like, you yourself, when you are very gifted, you know what I mean? A child of the creator. You know, you are a manifestation of the creator, mm-hmm, in every way. Multidimensional. Mm-hmm. You actually take up a lot of space, and everything about our existence here in this plane has been like to teach us how to like be smaller. You know what I mean? But actually, no, we take up a lot of space. We
I'm glad you said that, because you know what? It's so funny. I was just talking to somebody about how you don't know what the plan is.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to fight for liberation. I want to liberate my mind and liberate people by walking with them along the journey of liberation. Ooh. And so Black History Month, to me, is about walking together in liberation.
I just said that yesterday.
I mean, I don't want to fight. And some of my friends, and then not only that, when you're fighting.
What are you fighting?
You have to, they have to be a loser.
Right.
And so that means somebody is suffering.
Right. And I don't want to be a part of their suffering.
I want to be a part of their suffering. And I talked about it in a couple of podcasts. I talked about it with Miss Deanna Cara about how dating outside of my race gave me a new perspective because I was like, this is a human.
Yeah.
And to hear their story, naturally, I felt compassionate.
Absolutely.
I felt compassion towards them because that's just the way I'm wired.
Absolutely.
And I thought that I was wired a different way until I had the experience
to teach you.
And to teach me and the vulnerability to open up to be taught so that I wouldn't remain ignorant along my journey of liberation.
Absolutely.
And so I'm not in control.
Absolutely.
And I didn't set this way. And even though we might want to talk about the ancestors and things, that song, Accept What God Allows, I talk about that a lot in my podcast. It's like, what can you do but accept it? You don't have to. Even your fighting it is not changing it.
Anything.
Your fighting is
spending up your energy.
Spending your time. And you have to wonder, how much of yourself did you give to something and didn't get the result that you wanted? Or that you expected to get. Now, here's the thing. I believe that some people enjoy the journey of being on the front line of liberation.
Excuse me.
Oh, no worry. That'll be cut. This whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
We good.
Edible.
It's edible.
Yeah. Edible.
Yeah, but no, some people will be on the front line. You know, we have a good friend that stays on the front line. Of liberation. And sometimes I feel that it is, she always, you know, if she hear this, she'll know we're talking about it, but
she
always pushing me forward. Like, all you gotta do is let go and do this and let go. And then, I sent them a text and I said, you know, I learned that our journey is different. I don't enjoy that confrontation.
No, me either.
I don't enjoy, but I'm confrontational right here.
Right.
You know, I'm going to say what I want to say, and I'm not being a coward putting it out there for everybody to hear.
Right.
But I want to protect my space and enjoy my time. And it took me encountering cancer, heartbreak, just unfortunate things for me to just really just kind of look at life and be like, if I died at this point, what was it all for?
Right.
What did I enjoy? And I enjoyed life up until a certain point. Now I'm enjoying life doing something that does not bring me as much financial hell. Because you could say satisfaction.
Right.
But
Biggie say, more money, more problems. I mean, it's a whole lot. It's a lot attached to everything, especially this thing about money. So, like, to hear you say that is so true. I feel like what I was trying to say earlier, like, about being on your path and, like, being with your purpose is that everything, I've noticed this, that, like, everything that's going to support you doing that is going to be there. And the thing is, if you, the gift, acceptance is a gift. Like, to have something to accept is a gift. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then the acceptance itself is a gift because it allows you, once you accept, you have so much space for peace. You know what I mean? You're not, which has no monetary, figure on it. It has nobody can, it's formless. So what I've been meditating on to audio and talking about yesterday, or on Wednesday, I went to my friend's class at U of H, my friend Ganavi, amazing singer. And she's Tamil, she's from India, and she's been doing a class about studying her grandmother's kitchen and everything she learned in her grandmother's kitchen. So I was talking to her class about, you know, formlessness, you know, and as a performer, I'm a performer, I'm a composer, I do different things like you. You know,
and you're a Pisces, and so I'm you're mutable. Pisces.
Exactly. So we already think about formlessness.
Right.
You know, and we're living in the water. Mm-hmm. And which we really are, you know. So somebody was asking me about, like, oh, what do you think? What are your views on performance? And, you know, I like sculpture. I think that what you do when you're working with hair is sculpture. You know, it's a beautiful expression, and it's working with a material thing, and your art can express and be like living like. I know the joy of like having this kind of like material expressive art form rather than the one that has to give so much of your actual physical being. You know,
right?
That you have to carry.
Yeah.
Right. So like, so I believe like everything with form performs. You know, everything with form performs. So
everything with form
performs. Yeah, every single thing. This, and then, and you know.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And like, you know, us, the kids, will say like, it gives.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We say it that's gives. Giving. Yeah.
It's giving.
Yeah.
You know, and I really love that language that, you know, we've developed, you know, in our generations to be like, it's giving, because one, we need it to give. We need it to give. We need to be able to receive it. We need to be able to recognize and receive the gifts.
Right.
So I love that for us to be like, it gives. It's giving. What is it giving?
Right.
But actually, it's performing. The couch, it's giving.
Right.
It's giving. The coffee cup is giving. Everything's giving.
It's giving.
And we can notice that with everything, but where in ourselves are where, you know,
what are we giving?
What are we giving?
Right. It's so funny because... I feel like that's what back to that journey, enjoying the experience, and then you would look up and you would be in gave.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now I am reciprocating the work that I've done the last 18 years as an adult.
Yes.
My friends come back to me, and different people are like, you know what, you always were cool, or you always did do this, and I never was perceiving myself like that when I was doing it. I was just giving myself to it. And I've been fortunate that in my process of giving that I've been kept.
Absolutely.
And I always tell people, when I die, it's going to be a promotion. You know, and...
That's a beautiful thing.
And I'm not necessarily talking about my physical death, though.
Right.
It's about, and sometimes it's a suicide. I had to jump off the mountain because I led enough people up there, and it's crowded. It's a crowded peak.
Woo, so I had to jump. You about to have me run
up. I had to jump off the mountain, which was a hill. I thought it was a mountain when I started.
And then it got up there and it was a little hill.
It was just a hill. And then I rolled on down the hill, jumped off the mountain, whatever, and looked there. And I was at the bottom of another mountain.
Yeah.
And I seen all this great pasture, this stuff around me, these things that were giving.
Yes, giving.
Yeah, they were giving.
Yeah.
And I accepted the gift, and I'm climbing the mountain.
Right. Again.
And happy about it, because the real deal is that you just got to do it till the wheels fall off.
That's it. You can.
And some people grow up when they're 75 and they die at 77 and they live 2 years.
Absolutely.
Because they were too stubborn to...
Absolutely.
...get out their own way.
Yep. Absolutely.
And it's I'm getting out my own way.
Yes.
I'm getting out my own way. I walked away from hair.
Yeah.
Hair didn't walk away from me.
Right.
I walked away from football. Football did not walk away from me. I've walked away from music.
Yeah.
Music did not walk away from me.
Right.
But when I was walking, all of those things were with me as I walked.
Absolutely.
I gave what I gave and walked away with myself.
Absolutely.
At peace. And that's the lesson. I walked away at peace. I didn't walk away begrudgingly.
Listen, you know what? This is the symbiosis of us, because that word came up like about 15 minutes ago in my spirit, and now you said it right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. Begrudgingly, that's not part of it. You know what I mean? You walk away, and that's the thing. You walk away and it comes with you. That's a lesson that I've learned about love and, you know, relationships, which I haven't had that many relationships, but I've had a handful of long-term relationships. And now I'm at, and then I've been the on the biggest relationship with myself. Uh-huh. The biggest relationship, honestly, like
most important one.
Most important one. And even more important with that, which I realized in my traveling solo, is that my biggest relationship is with my creator. I'm always my number one compassion, which is also myself within me.
You create. See, this is the thing. I want to be clear for the people that's listening that serve a certain religion. Mm-hmm. I accept you here at We Game, mm-hmm. and I'm not here to argue about or dispel beliefs. I'm here to talk about the knowing. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about what cannot be challenged. You are wonderfully created the way that you are. And as you mature and you approach maturation, you have a choice on how you want to display the creation that you've been given. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And through your intrapersonal relationship, which is also your relationship with the creator, i.e. the higher power, along with yourself, mm-hmm. you could present yourself one way and fall short of being that way if you are confused about who and what mm-hmm. and why you are.
Exactly. And whose
you are. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. the most important one. And so once you get with that, it's like you have to accept you.
Yep.
Once you accept you, mm-hmm. and what you and you have that relationship, you realize that you nothing anyone ever told you to discourage you ever mattered. It only mattered if you bought into it.
Absolutely.
And it's the world of make believe. Can you make me believe that about myself?
Right.
And what I know about myself is that I'm wonderfully and perfectly created.
Right.
So you can't make me believe anything.
Anything.
You can share your opinions. You can share your thoughts. You can share your experience.
Right.
And it's going to be yours. One of one.
Right.
And then I'm going to have mine.
And actually, yours, you know, and that's the thing that I love that. And that's the thing I've having, like, I can't, that's the thing that's been coming up a lot for me and thinking about relationships. Because I also know that I'm about to, in the knowing, I know I'm about to be entering into a new phase of relations and relationship. I feel it already coming towards me. You know, it's here. So in that too, one of the truths that I've come to accept about myself is that I cannot put somebody else before me. And that's not a selfish thing. We literally can't do that.
You can't do it.
I'm like fully occupied. Like, again, when we talk about inanimate objects, right? And that's what's interesting is that we get it with inanimate versus animation, which in the anima is the soul. But we have like an inanimate object, again, like the couch. The couch cannot put the rug before its own giving of itself.
Right.
It can't do it. They wouldn't even ask that of each other.
Right.
You know? And you know, the angels don't do that. They don't ask that of each other. They have one, their functionality is in their entire, you know, giving of themselves and their being. Also, what we say, you know, is the serving. You know what I mean? It's the giving and the serving is interchangeable.
Right.
You know, it just so happens that when we start, it's that doubt. Like you were talking about, like, those things around you that can make you think something different than yourself. And if you don't have that, you know, and a lot of people don't have that. You know, like, the world don't have that. The world is, like, messed up. Like,
well, yeah, it's manipulated through perception. Vulnerability and perception.
Yep.
And the need or want to be happy is exploited.
It sure is, Audio. It's exploited for capital gain, for money. And the truth is that we actually can be happy at any time. Like, at any time.
All you do is be grateful.
All you gotta do is be grateful.
That's it. Make the song we write back. That's the song. I called you to sing. Yes.
Be grateful. All you gotta do is be grateful, and it's already lined up for you. You grateful, and everything you need is lined up for you. I told a class, I was like, you know, they're like, what can we practice, you know, in our arming practice? I was like, you need to, you can practice finding the joy in every, there's one joy to be found at least. There's a minimum of one joy to be found in every experience, every moment and every experience. The fact that the experience is there is a gift. That's, you can start
that,
right there.
That's the start.
That's the start.
When you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes.
That's the start.
You can say, thank you.
Done. You already on the right track. And that is like the cloak. That is like a protection. That is like the reroute. That is just like the fast lane.
It is.
It's like the easiest fast lane, you know?
Listen, I've been journeying. Mm-hmm. And trying to break some conditioning. Mm-hmm. that some I've done to myself and some I didn't know was being done to me.
Right.
And I have doubt at times about things and mm-hmm. people and how I should approach the situation. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until recently, like very recently, like the last 2 days, I was like, you know what? I'm letting it go. And if someone takes it personal that I'm letting it go, then that just means that they don't know me and they don't understand. Right. And they have more work to do that has nothing to do with me, because people let me go all the time and I'm okay. People let me go and they say things and they have their opinions and I still smile and say hi. And right. If they speak, you know, I don't go out my way, but you know, I don't hold no grudges.
Right.
So it's your opinion. It's your perception,
right.
And you're allowed to see as you want to see, or you can keep on rose-colored glasses and see what you want to see. And so, you know, your song, Lisa in April,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that came out, and I'm like, that is my jam. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I am about to just, where's my other, I got so much shit everywhere, child. I don't even know where it is.
That's a good coffee.
You like that? Mm-hmm. You enjoying that coffee?
I am.
That's good. So,
you, really nice place.
It's called sweet potato pie.
Mm-hmm. So good.
And I mixed it with a little classic HEB classic roast.
Yes.
Just to cook that pie, that sweet potato, just a little bit. Because it's strong by itself, but it's really good on the blend. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I told you you didn't have to go buy no coffee.
I know. It's like,
I got a little coffee boy set up for you. I'm going to charge it up. And then also.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know what? We are going to listen to Lisa and April.
Yes.
And we're going to jam that out, going out on a podcast. And thank y'all for tuning in. Check out Lisa on Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music, Lisa and April. That's the name of the whole project, right?
Yep. And the project is called Life in That.
Life in That.
Mm-hmm.
By Lisa E. Harris. Check out. I'm going to play some music for y'all. Hey, listen. This is going to be really good. We enjoyed y'all. We hope y'all enjoyed us. But we got things to do, places to be, wrapping her head, and that's me. Peace out.
We game.
All your dreams turn into lies. What you need's a place to hide. What you need's an alibi.